Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Kell moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kell. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Kell steals third. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg strikes out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kell scores. Kramer moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Stevens fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger strikes out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Webb. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Webb steals second. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Webb moves to third. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Newhouser for the out. Richards moves to second. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino strikes out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Greenberg reaches second base with a double. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick, who is chasing the ball. Wakefield reaches third base with a triple. Greenberg scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wakefield scores. Cullenbine moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Richards takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbine moves to third. Webb moves to second. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-1 in the game. Newhouser bunts towards first. Dahlgren fields it and throws to home to get Cullenbine. Webb moves to third. Richards moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren strikes out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Dillinger moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Dillinger moves to third. Zarrilla moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dillinger scores. Zarrilla scores. Stevens moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Stevens scores. 2 outs. It's Tigers, 3, Browns, 3. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a line drive into right field. Zarrilla picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zarrilla. Cullenbine goes all the way around to score. Webb moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Richards is walked intentionally. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0 for 2 in the game. Newhouser strikes out. 2 outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 3 in the game. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Webb moves to third. Richards moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mancuso for the out. 1 out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 1 in the game. Dahlgren strikes out. 2 outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 1 in the game. Potter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. the Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. Wakefield moves to third. It's 5-3, Tigers. Tex Shirley now pitching. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Richards is walked intentionally. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0 for 3 in the game. Newhouser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wakefield scores. Cullenbine scores. Richards moves to second. It's 7-3, Tigers. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Mancuso for a passed ball. Richards moves to third. Newhouser moves to second. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lake takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Zerilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wakefield hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Judnick. Wakefield reaches second base with a double. Greenberg goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Tigers. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Cullenbine is walked intentionally. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zerilla, who is chasing the ball. Webb reaches third base with a triple. Wakefield scores. Cullenbine goes all the way around to score. It's 10-3, Tigers. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Richards is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shirley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Berardino strikes out. 1 out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lobbs moves to third. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. Mancuso is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-2 in the game. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Lake takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zerilla, who is chasing the ball. Kell reaches third base with a triple. Lake goes all the way around to score. It's 11-3, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kramer strikes out. 1 out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman pinch hits for Tex Shirley. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Zerilla hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Cliff Fannin now pitching. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Webb strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Berardino moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a line drive into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.